Serving the moviegoers of Southern California and beyond, this is Cinema Scoop, your 24-hour film fun line.
I bet he thinks we forgot.
Shh, shh, I hear him coming.
Okay, we can all yell after he opens the door.
Right.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, Mr. President! Happy birthday to you!
Well, my goodness, I am surprised.
Blow out the candles. Come on, come on, blow out the candles.
Oh, no, I... Really, I... Well, all right. Here goes. Now, just let me rest a minute, and I'll blow out the other half.
We've got it all. We've got the good. We've got L.A. And all along the way, hey, we've got the banjo stuck in the hill.
A planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour, that's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Cinema Scoop for the week of February 16th through the 20th of 1987. That's right, I'm back, and, well, we're here to have more fun at 989-7500. Who knows what's going to happen? I've got some old movie reviews that have been backed up here in the toilet for about 3 months, and I've also got all kinds of bizarre things I'm just going to put together. I really don't have a lot of time right now to put into a Cinema Scoop tape, but I thought, well, you deserve it. You've been calling, you've been listening to the Wild Side reruns, and all that stuff, so I figured that, I'd give you something brand new. It's not going to be fantastic, but it is new, and it's just for you. From Paul Mack Presents, your 24-hour film fun line.
On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz, as fast as it can go, the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember, when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth, and pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
This is Lewis Day, and I just saw Brighton Beach Memoir. It was pretty good, but it didn't have a plot. But I do recommend it because it's really funny and witty.
Yeah, and I'm Andrew Winner, and I'm 14, but it makes no difference. And I just like to say I saw American Tail, and it's a good movie, but there are some How should I say it? There are some lines that I don't think should be for younger kids. Like with, there's one part where they're talking about gays, which is this line. And otherwise, I think it's a real good movie, great musical, great animation by Steven Spielberg. And on a Franken scale of 1 to 10, no, just kidding, I rated it a 7 or an 8. And not to mention, Little Shop of Horrors, funny but too much singing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Interesting observation, Little Shop of Horrors has too much sinking. Right. Well, I always thought it had a lot of flashy music in it, but I never really got the idea that it had a lot of sinking in it. Right. What we'll do is, you know, I really can't answer these questions because I really didn't like the film. So what I'm going to go ahead and do and is probably conduct a survey here, just the average Joe on the street, and find out what they thought about Little Shop of Horrors, if it had too much sinking in it. All right, we'll just find out here. Yeah. All right, let's find out about too much sinking in Little Shop of Horrors. Right. Excuse me, sir. Do you think Little Shop of Horrors had too much? Brother, I would dial a wrong number. All right, let's just try something else here. Little Shop of Horrors. And in the meantime, could some of you call me up and tell me if you thought Little Shop of Horrors had too much sinking in it? All right, the average Joe on the streets. Here we go. Let's find out what we get here. Okay. Too much sinking. All right. Find out what the deal is here. Okay.
Acme Dot Control.
All right, sir, excuse me. We were conducting a survey to see... Hello?
Yeah.
This guy sounds familiar. We were doing a survey, and we want to know if you thought Little Shop of Horrors had too much sinking in it.
Uh-huh.
And your answer is?
What about the fish hatchery?
The what?
Fish hatchery.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to talk clearer, sir. Who is this?
This is Bubba!
Bubba! How are you, Bubba?
Okay.
You got to be kidding. This is the Bubba? What's up, buddy?
No, this is not the Bubba. This is D-Bubba.
D-Bubba Brady, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, Bubba, did you see Little Shop of Horrors? I mean, I'm sure you did, right?
Yeah, so
you...
I did pictures of it. That's
all right.
Like a supreme porno flick. I like to get a blowjob from one of those guys.
God. Bubba Brady, come on now. There was one of our callers called up and asked us, and we wanted to know if you thought Little Shop of Horrors had too much sinking in it.
Depending on what they're sinking in, maybe they're sinking in whisk. I don't know. I haven't seen the movies. I don't know if they're sinking in. Maybe they're sinking in a bunch of Dannon Blueberry Huggins.
You haven't even seen the movie?
Nah.
You gotta be kidding. You haven't seen Little Shop of Horrors.
I've seen pictures of it. Magazine.
All right, well.
I've never seen those things sinking in Dannon Blueberry Huggins yet.
Well, Bubba, how are you, buddy?
Not much. Who am I speaking to here?
This is Paul Mack. Who do you think this is? Paul Mack!
Yeah. Soon gonna be live in our studio over here, hopefully, Paul.
Yeah, well, if the pay's right, I'll do anything.
All right.
So, yeah. Bubba.
You can go into my 17th century torture dungeon.
All right, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I can't say that 5 times in a row real fast.
Okay, 17th, let's try that again. 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon! How's that?
That's pretty good. What was that clicking noise?
I don't know, just a bunch of malignant moles running around here, I don't know.
Or anyway, maybe that was all those sardines I stuffed in my receiver the other night.
I don't know, you've got a bad connection or something there, buddy. So tell me...
So I'm here in Valley, California, in Orange County.
So, Bubba, what kind of a mask do you have on now?
Man, let me look in the mirror here.
All right.
That looks like half Shannon Scobie and half Scooby-Doo.
Do you have a Paul Mack mask, by the way?
Yeah.
Well, that would be truly horrifying, let me tell you. So, basically, you're not going to answer, I don't know how I dial this number, but you don't know if Little Shop of Horrors has too much sinking in it, huh?
I'm sure it does.
All right, because one of our callers left that, and I can't speak for the film. I haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen it, but I didn't like it, you know.
You know what?
What's that?
Maybe in Little Shop of Horrors, they said there was so much sinking in it, maybe they were sinking in evil horde slime.
I don't know.
So?
I'm not sure. But Bubba, why don't you tell us all about your line you run out there while I'm on the line with you? I've got to get on and find out from the serious person that's seen the film if it has too much sinking. But plug your number real quick, Bubba.
at 964-0774 if you guys are in the mood for some hot sexual pleasure over the telephone.
And that's in the 714 area code.
Right. And you're in Palm Valley, so and that's, if you didn't get that, it's 964-0774.
Yeah.
For on the air pornography.
All right, Bubba.
Don't tell the cops because it's supposed to be private.
All right, so that's for the latest in lunacy, right, buddy?
Not lunacy.
All right.
You're for sexual pleasure.
Sexual pleasure, right there, okay.
Right, that's why when you call the answered hello, fish hatchery.
Okay, Bubba, my man.
Right.
I'll tell you, thank you very much. That's going to do it, and I guess since you don't know if it had a lot of sinking, I'll have to ask somebody else.
Hey, man.
No.
You know what, Paul?
What's that?
Just watch the movie together and see what they sink in.
That's right. What
you know what? I still think it's evil horse slime.
Evil horse slime?
Or maybe some Dan and blueberry yogurt.
All right, listen, you amorphidite. That's enough from you.
Come on.
That's enough from you.
What's enough?
This just all that disgusting stuff you're not supposed to be saying. This is a family line, you know.
Come on. Just when my long fellow is standing at attention like a sultan.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, thank you for your help. You haven't been any help, but remember...
Come on. I've been a lot of help.
That's the Bubba Brady line in Orange County. Fountain Valley. And that's area code 714-964-0774. Right, Bubba?
Got it.
All right.
So call it, you guys, if you know it's good for you.
All right. And
for your lung filling.
That's right. And if you know what's good for you, you won't call it. Anyway, Bubba, thank you very much.
All right.
It's been
talk
a pleasure.
Later.
All right. And I do mean a pleasure, Bubba.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye. That fruitcake. Anyway, gosh. I'm sorry. We'll get on with this later. I will conduct a survey and find out if this film has enough sinking in it for you. In the meantime, let's get on with this.
This is Todd from Van Nuys. I just want to recommend a war movie from 1945 that I rented at a video store for only a dollar. It's called A Walk in the Sun with Dana Andrews and Lloyd Bridges, and it's really a good story. It concerns this group of young Army guys who have a secret mission to go on, and it's a true story, and it shows a lot of courage, and it shows a lot of love for America and some of the real reasons why America is great, and not just a bunch of hocus-pocus war bullshit like Rambo and all that. But it's true stuff, and it's good. It's called A Walk in the Sun, and it's been on television, but it's terrific. It's in black and white, but it's great. And I recommend it because even though I don't like war movies too much, it's just a darn good story.
Gag me with a shoestring!
Okay, you sing this song. You ready?
Yeah, I'll
hit it.
There's something canoe at a store canoe. Knutson frozen low-fat yogurt can always hear.
Wait, hold everything. You're saying Knutson low-fat, it's Knutson.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right, try it again.
There's something canoe.
Oh, that's new, as in Knutson. Can you say Knutson?
No.
Oh, brother, what?
Look, just let me sing it all the way through, would you?
Sure, go ahead.
There's something canoe at a store canoe. Knutson frozen low-fat yogurt can always hear. Nice in a dish,
nice,
or on a cone. It's cannot the same as yogurt you've canone. Ah, yes, it's canoe, and canourishing too. And if you've never tasted it, please do. When people who try it go, that's canice, we say canoe. That's canoe, some frozen yogurt, it's canoe.
Next.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, did you see Little Shop of Horrors?
Didn't hear what you say.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors.
Huh?
Did you see Little Shop of Horrors?
I can hear you.
All right, the word sinking, does that mean anything to you?
No.
All right, thank you. All right, anyway, we're still in pursuit of this sinking thing. In the meantime, coming up on Side 2 is more stuff. Stick around for CinemaScoop, your 24-hour film fun line in just a few moments.